This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show. I'm going to talk a little Ravens here, some NFL football. But first, I got to tell you, Sports Talk of the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And I just realized I didn't have to read that until tomorrow. Nice job, Jeremy.
Hey, man. Paramount Plus. Love it.
Yeah.
Gotta have it.
It's great. It's great. It's good for exercise. You got to get out there.
It's a great way to stay in shape.
Yeah. Anyway. By the way, we were talking Bills. Joe and I were going back and forth. I didn't see his text message till this morning. And he asked me like what Buffalo shows I went on trying to get like some of the Buffalo guys. So I went on with Sal Capaccio yesterday. Capaccio. Yeah. He's a great guy. He's the sideline reporter, pregame, postgame guy for the Bills. Mm-hmm. And he told me something I didn't know. If you go back and rewatch it, he's the guy standing next to Mark Andrews when he drops a 2-point conversion. He actually picked up the football and handed it to the ref. And I was like, oh my. He said he's watching that as a Bills fan. Like, no. Oh my. And then he said immediately, it was like, oh, that's terrible for him, but great for us. You know? And then I told him I went on the Weenie and the Butt show. I forget the.
Is that the name of it?
No. It's from Family Guy, but I go on
Weenie and the Butt show.
I go on their show a ton. But yeah, it's funny too, because it's that time of year. I wake up to, hey, you want to come on at 10:30 on Fantasy Radio on Saturday? No, I don't.
Dude, mine's even worse. You know me, I go on regularly in Regina, Saskatchewan.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. What is that about?
Ravens.
They're Ravens fans
apparently.
Up there? Or is it they're Bills fans?
Saskatchewan's the other side.
Oh, yeah, I guess that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
Where's your geography lesson at there, Jeremy? No, but again, like you look at these stations, and some of them you get comfortable with, and you like the host, so you just go on all the time.
We talk a little about NHL, because one guy used to cover, the Sharks, I think. And so we talk, you know, mostly it's a little hockey, and a lot of they call me every NFL season.
Yeah?
It's kind of cool. I like the guys. Just I don't know who the hell hears me, but if I'm ever in Saskatchewan... Hey, I'll get you a good hotel room in Moose Jaw.
You got a place to stay.
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Is that really the name of it?
Yeah.
Damn Canadian.
Well, actually, I'm in Regina is what it's on. But,
great name, eh? All right. Well, so we were talking about the Ravens depth chart. And one of the things that someone had pointed out, I don't know if I retweeted or not. I don't think I did. But they were talking about a couple of running backs that were third and fourth on the depth chart one year, one of which was Kareem Hunt. And then they also finished number four, number five in rushing that year, or number three and number four. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, a lot of people are talking about JCM down in Washington, where everybody was hyping him up, and he shows up fourth on the depth chart, some of those other things. I actually think, you know, if something happened to Derrick Henry, that Keaton Mitchell, I know Justice Hill and Keaton Mitchell would probably split some carries, but I think Mitchell would end up getting more, even though he's listed as third.
I do, too.
Because they like Hill in his role. That's my belief. I don't have any
information. I believe the same thing. Yeah. I think that's who I'd like to see.
But were there any issues what you saw on the depth chart? I don't think anything surprised me at all. For you? With the Ravens depth chart? Like, when it comes out...
The Ravens depth chart, to me, was set before camp started. Like, the team is loaded. It's like there was... It's like they had, you know, four positions up for grabs. Like, who's going to play left guard and inside linebacker and free set? No, that's it.
Like, we all kind of thought it was going to be Voorhees and Filele, right? Or they really wanted it to be, and Ben Cleveland.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's still out of the doghouse or not, but like we kind of knew, we knew three spots on the offensive line, and I think we could have figured out the other two. You know, the wide receiver depth chart, there was nothing there that really said anything. I don't think anything surprised you about the running backs. Maybe on the defensive side, if you wanted to point at some things, but not for me. It's exactly what I thought. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As you look at it, I heard, Kyle Van Noy. Somebody was asking about Mike Green. He goes, oh, you mean Michael? He doesn't get called Mike Green until he does something in this league. He's Michael Green. He's a nice young man.
We'll see what he can do.
Yeah. He was just busting balls on national TV, radio, whatever. So,
what do you think about it? Just look at the roster. Who's the big surprise here?
As I said, I said this yesterday on the Buffalo station, like, they have a loaded roster. They had a great draft, and three undrafted guys made their team. They cut a guy that they thought was going to be in their rotation in the secondary because they found somebody cheaper and younger that showed out.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you not take those guys that you're going to have under control for a little bit longer? So I just think this team, I think they have a chance, and I hate getting ahead of myself this way, to be, you know, historically good. They were last year, and I think they're even better this year.
I do, too. And I think, you know, that's this. I don't want to jinx it either, but I think this is it. I think they're going to be really, really exceptionally good this year.
Well, the things that we're looking at, too, something to bring up, which I found interesting. So Lamar Jackson's questionable. DeAndre Hopkins questionable. I don't think there's any issues with that. I think those two guys are playing. The questions we had were Pat Ricard and Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
And whether or not those guys were going to give it a go. And then yesterday, I don't know what it means. Did you see Isaiah Likely's tweet where he tweeted out some kind of image? And it's like, is he playing in week one? I think he's back for week three, but if he's back this early, either it wasn't as significant as they let on, or he's just pretty, pretty good at healing up quick.
What kind of image? I didn't see it.
It's, you know how people will do the eyes thing. What's his handle? The Gorilla, I think.
It was a stopwatch.
It was a stopwatch, yeah. Oh. And everybody, so like, again, what does it mean? It could mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what, do you know what it means, Joe? Stopwatch?
He's just going to be back soon. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's, when people tweet the eyes thing, it's like, oh, what's going on? Who's going, somebody's getting traded. Who's coming in? Like, you start to guess about those things. But when you tweet out a stopwatch, are you racing somebody?
It could be that I don't know if he's allowed to reveal his own status.
Was that the time before he comes back?
So, maybe. Like, he might be saying, oh, I'll be back soon. I'll be on the practice field this week, but I don't think he can say that.
Well, that's what I mean. It's very vague to, I'm going to tweet it and see if anybody thinks anything's going on with me. Stopwatch. Is your wife using that at night? Yeah. Anyway. But, you know, with this team, we're talking
egg
about
timer.
being otherworldly and having all this talent, again, it has to come to fruition on the field. And you have, I think early on, you have some a few nice litmus tests with Buffalo, with Detroit.
Yeah.
Even, I mean, your home opener is against Cleveland, and I don't think you should have any issues with them. That being said, that's Joe Flacco's return to Baltimore as long as he makes it through week one fine.
Well, the problem I told you with Cleveland is they're going to win games they should not win this year. Mm-hmm. They always do. They're always bad, and then they win games they shouldn't win. And Flacco's the best quarterback they have, and you're going to face him coming here.
When do you think we see a switch to one of the younger guys, whether it's Shador or
depends
or
how he does.
I mean, because if he's winning, we saw this before.
Seriously, if they're 3-3 after six games, he's going to play.
I wonder how hot of a ticket that's going to be to see Joe Flacco come back to town and play here against the Ravens in week two. I mean, it's a home opener, so.
Yeah, it's always going to be a hot ticket anyway.
Yeah, but there's still some fans that say, you know, I still like Joe Flacco. He's my favorite quarterback. I can get back there and sling it down the field. That's all I ever wanted was an upright quarterback with a strong arm. Yeah, is that all you ever wanted?
With two front teeth. Yeah.
Oh, anyway. But again, with the Ravens here, we got this game Sunday night. Hopefully you guys are ready. Don't get too liquored up throughout the day. Yeah. I have friends that tie one on waiting for the Ravens game on Sunday night. They start early, and then they miss the whole game.
Well, that's the problem with these. You know, it's an 8:20 start. It's going to be really tough to keep people sober before that.
Yeah.
Because they'll be tailgating, you know, whatever you're doing, not at the stadium. They'll still be out in the morning.
Yep.
Hitting the bars and hitting the, you know, wherever your friends' houses or they're going to be out. So by 8:00 at night, it's going to be tough.
Let me grab Larry here real quick in East Baltimore. Larry, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Well, how you doing?
Good.
Good, man.
Heard you on the national show the other day.
Yeah, I was with the Ravens, I'd be surprised if they don't beat Buffalo at least by 14 or better. I'd be shocked.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I think Jeremy is too. I think it's at least 10-point win.
I think.
Yeah, well, I look at.
Go ahead.
I think the Ravens might be flirting with an undefeated season.
Well, I mean, I think they have that type of talent, but again, with this league, it's very difficult. Appreciate the phone call, Larry, to get through. I mean, look, an undefeated season would be fun, but you know how much more pressure you'd have on you in the postseason now to get it done.
Yeah,
like it. I'm not saying you don't want that, but that I remember when the Colts were undefeated, and they had already locked up their division with 3 or 4 weeks left. I took my family out to watch them play your Jets. So excited. They're winning at halftime. Everything's great. And in the second half, guess who didn't come out to play quarterback for Indy? So they gave up, and then they end up losing the game to the Jets, and they were 14-1 at that point, or 13-1. So they gave up on their undefeated season, which I don't think most teams would do, but they cared more about resting up and getting ready. I'm trying to remember if that's a year that they won or lost. but again, still, it's like one of those things where if you get to that point, the pressure's going to mount. I'm sure you'll see more, even more nationally televised games, whether that's making the switch at the 1 and 4 o'clock or getting flexed to Sunday Night Football.
Well, you look at the schedule. The last two games are TBD.
Yeah.
They've no nothing, not even a proposed time.
Yeah. So we'll find out more about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.